So I finally finished work for the night. You know what that means, kitten? Hey, are you listening? You look like you're kind of spacing out on me. You mind if I sit next to you? Okay. Anyway, like I was saying, I finally finished work for the night, and though I am a little tired, I really want to spend time with you, and I figured, why not now? I mean, sure, I'm tired, but I mean, I love you. You're the sweetest little kitty, and any time spent with you is wonderful. I can't help but notice, and I've kind of noticed it earlier today too, but you seem off, Like, you're spacing out a lot more than usual, and you're very fidgety. Wait a minute. Kitty, is it that time again? You seem really uneasy. I mean, not as bad as last time, but definitely a little antsy. Come here, do you want to cuddle? Come here. Come here. Good girl. Oh, my poor kitty's in heat again, isn't she? When did it start, huh? Did it just happen today? I mean, you didn't really seem too off the other day, so I'm just kind of worried, you know? So it did start today, huh? Well, that's okay. I like taking care of you and meeting your needs. And, because you're a kitty, that just happens to be part of your needs. You get all worked up like this. It's a little different than just, a typical human, because me, I don't really go through things like this. I mean, yeah, I have times where I get a little more turned on than others, but I don't really have a cycle to that, But, yeah, I can tell you're really worked up. You're fidgeting around so much, oh gosh. Is being next to me making it worse? Is it making it worse, kitty? You can tell me. It is? I mean, when I'm taking care of you, it just means I'm gonna be even closer to you, So there's no use in resisting it. You don't need to hide that you're turned on from me. I want you to honestly express that arousal to me. I want you to show me. My sweet little kitty coming undone. Being all worked up because she's in heat. I know you are, so you don't have to try and hide it. Do you want me to kiss you? Do you think that might help you feel better, even a little bit? Mean, I'm not just gonna start touching you, in your erogenous zones right away. I don't want to rush into it. because sure, you're my kitty and all that, and you need to be taken care of, and I'm sure it hurts so much, doesn't it, down there? It's really swollen, huh? It's really wet, I bet. But I also really love you, and I want to treat you right. I don't want to rush. I know last time I was a little antsy myself. I was really unsure of what I was doing, if I'm being honest. But I don't want you to be nervous with me. I mean, it's okay if you are, but let me take care of you the best I can. We don't need to rush, okay? I know you're in heat. I know you're really, really turned on, but the longer you let it build up, the better it'll feel. I say that speaking from experience. I mean, not the heat part, but the part where if you let that arousal build. I mean, I can't imagine what being in heat feels like, but I know that I do want you to feel really good. So if you can be patient and be a good girl for me, then I'm gonna make this incredibly pleasurable for you, okay? You could scooch in a little closer, you know? I mean, I want to kiss you after all, so if you don't mind, come a little closer. Let me run my fingers through your hair as well. Oh, I always love how soft your hair is. It's really wonderful to pet it. But more importantly, I can think of something else that's soft that I want to touch right now. And not with my fingers. Come here, kitty. How was it? Oh, it made it worse. Poor kitty. Poor thing. I'm sure it's been building up for a while now, hasn't it? All that desire for me, that wetness between your legs. I don't want to rush it, but I can really feel that you're heating up in my arms. You know what? Let's compromise a little. I'm going to go ahead. Can you spread your legs for me a little bit? That's a good kitty. What I'm gonna do, let me put my thigh between your legs like this. Don't be shy, it's okay. What I want you to do for me, if you want to, you don't have to if you don't want to, but you're more than welcome to go ahead and grind against my thigh while I hold you like this. I want you to move your hips against my thigh. I want to relieve some of that tension down there. I know it must be incredibly difficult to deal with when you get into heat like this. I mean, it's not like you're very used to this. This isn't the first time, but it's also not really something that you've experienced too much of, so I'm sure you're very overwhelmed in a lot of different ways. But I'm with you every step of the way, okay? Such a good kitty. Getting all turned on from humping my thigh like that. It's kind of turning me on too, to be honest. But it's not about me tonight. You can take care of me some other time. Tonight's not about me or the heat between my legs. It's about you and my poor little kitty being in heat like this, needing to be taken care of. You can come on my thigh if you want. Do you want to go ahead and do you want to hump my thigh until you come really hard? No? Oh, I see. Is that not enough for you? Is my kitten so greedy that she needs more than just the external rubbing? That's okay. But that does mean you're gonna have to get off of my thigh. You're gonna have to let me move my thigh out from between your legs. Oh, my poor baby. She's in heat and she's in so much pain and she's so worked up and all that stimulation's gone and now you can't help but squirm your hips, huh? Poor thing. Worry not, because I'm gonna bring my hand down between your legs. Let me put my hand down your pants, down your panties. Wow. You are supremely wet, like even wetter than usual. Wow. Is this what being in heat can get like? Like, is it just an unstoppable wetness like that? Like, that's insane. Wow. I mean, it feels really sexy though against your soft pussy lips. I think it's really hot. And it's actually quite hot, literally, as well. My poor little kitten. She just needs me. Do you need to be filled? Do you want me to put my finger inside? I'm not gonna do it right away, though. Let my finger play with your sweet pussy lips, just rubbing them up and down like this. How is it, kitty kitty? Do you like it? Does my kitten like feeling my finger trailing from her lips up to her hard little clit and then back down again? It's almost like what my tongue would be doing if my head were between your legs. But I'm not doing that tonight. I want to fill you with my finger. And I want to make you feel good that way tonight. Such a good girl. I'm gonna slide my finger in, okay? Gripping my fingers so enthusiastically, and it's not even all the way in yet. Wow. It's halfway in, just a little more. Yet it feels like you're feeling really good. It keeps tensing and relaxing over and over. Oh, my poor kitten. She just needs to be taken care of, right? Let me. There you go. I was gonna say, let me put my finger all the way in you, but I think I thought ahead before I spoke, but that's okay. Do you like having my finger inside if you like this? Yeah, you can move your hips, it's okay. You can fuck my finger if you want. That's a good girl. Just fuck my finger like that. Do you want me to rub your clit at the same time, or do you want to rub your clit at the same time? Because you can. I don't think it's gonna be very easy. I mean, I'm holding you in my other arm, right? And with how I'm fingering you, I'm not sure if it would be very practical for me to rub you. So actually, what I want you to do, I want you to rub yourself while you fuck my finger, and I can thrust it in and out of you. Not too quickly, but nice and deep. Is that how you like it? Your voice sounds so sweet right now. I mean, it always does, especially when you're getting off, but it sounds especially sweet right now. My little kitten is so delicious when she gets in heat like this. That's a good girl. Fuck my finger. Let me fuck you with my finger while you grind against it. Good girl. Just take me. That's all I want you to do. Just take me. Feel me. That's a good girl. Are you gonna come? Well, I can tell what's like how your breathing is getting and how your voice is getting. It's really easy to tell that you're getting right on the brink. And I can feel it with my finger. Do you want me to thrust faster? Yeah? Kun is such a sweet little kitten like you. Would like it so deep and hard like this, so fast. Oh, my little kitty's so dirty, isn't she? But I like how dirty you are. I think it's really hot. So be dirty for me. I want you to come for me whenever you're ready, okay? Whenever you feel it. When you're ready, I want you to let go for me. Just let that release. Just let it hit you. Just feel good for me, okay? It's a good girl. You're gonna come? So quickly? Oh gosh, it's okay. Go ahead and come for me, okay? And you can come as much as you want. Let me thrust my finger in you more. Do you want another finger? You do? Oh, my little kitty. Let me start putting that other finger in you. Now you feel nice and full, don't you? I bet you could come from that, huh? You want to come having my fingers inside you while you're writhing your hips like that? I want you to do it. I want you to come for me. I know you need this. My poor little kitty's in heat. So needy, so desperate. Be my good girl. Just let it go. Just feel it. Oh, good girl. I can feel it against my fingers. I can feel it spasming as you come. You're coming really hard, I can tell. That's a good girl. Just keep going. It's okay. Don't stop. Such a good kitty. Mind if I pull you close to me again? I think a little breather can't hurt, right? Come here. You were such a good girl. Getting all worked up like that for me and just showing me how dirty you can be. I love you so much. You're such a good girl. That said, though, you want to go another round?